Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kiel Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we've been calling Alive. We're looking at the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And this past Sunday, we were in Ephesians chapter 5, where Paul tells us at the beginning, verses 1 and 2, to be imitators of God as his beloved children, right? We don't imitate God so that we can be his children, right? This is not a merit-based system, right? Where if we perform well enough, God accepts us. That's not the gospel, right? The gospel is that Jesus, God has accepted us on the basis of Christ and what he's done for us. And he's made us his children by grace through faith. And so Paul says, just as children imitate their parents, right? I have three small kiddos. They mimic almost everything we do, right? That's how they learn. That's how they learn language. It's how they learn social skills, right? They watch and they learn. They watch and they imitate. They watch and they repeat back. And so Paul says, as beloved children, imitate God. And then he says, walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. And I love that he says it that way because really he gives us sort of two concepts there. And one is that Jesus is our example. I said that on Sunday, right? That Jesus is our example of love. Paul says, walk in love just as Christ loved us and gave himself as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice. And so I talked about how real love is sacrificial. Real love is self-giving and self-sacrificial. Our culture defines love very poorly, in my opinion. Most of what you see and hear about love in movies, in music, in kind of popular discussion is love is about, you know, kind of ooey-gooey feelings. It's honestly, it's very selfish. It's mostly how somebody else makes me feel, how they complete me. Or love is defined as basically accepting anything and everything, just being sort of a cheerleader for another person in whatever direction they want to take their life, even if that's over a cliff. And so we just talked about how, man, real love, the kind of love you see in the scriptures, the kind of love exhibited and exemplified by Christ, is self-giving, it's self-sacrificial, it's willing to have the hard conversations, right? Jesus says, I am love and I am truth, right? He also says, I'm the way, the life, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, that none come to the Father except through me. So you see Jesus make statements about being truth. He made some hard statements that some people, I mean, they stopped following him because of the statements he made. And at the same time, the scriptures also say God is love. So those two concepts, love and truth, are not mutually exclusive. So real love is willing to have the difficult conversations. Real love is willing to say, hey, that's right and that's wrong. But real love is also, at its heart, self-sacrificing and self-giving. It is not selfish. It doesn't demand, right? It doesn't insist on its own way, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, but rather it humbles itself to look to the needs of others. That's what Paul tells us in Philippians, right? Is don't look to your own needs, but rather look to the needs of others. Humble yourself, consider others before yourself. And so we talked about, right? That's Jesus is our example. But I also noted, and I love that the way Paul says it, he talks about this, that Jesus is more than our example. Because if Jesus is just our example, honestly, he'll crush us. That example is too perfect, right? Too great, too high. The standard is too high for us to attain. And so if we're looking at our relationship with Jesus solely as, I have to try to be exactly like Christ in my own strength, there's no way. We're not going to make it. And I think we'll just be left frustrated and crushed by the fact that I can't ever do this. I can't follow the rules closely enough, can't do enough good things, can't avoid enough bad things. That's just not the way it works. And so thankfully, Jesus or Paul says, right, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a what? A fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. And there you see it, right? The heart of the gospel is that Jesus has done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should, what? Not follow the rules well enough, but believe in him would have everlasting life, would not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, you know, I said on Sunday, the final point was Jesus is more than our example. He's our savior. He's our substitute. We rest on His unchanging grace, as the song says. We don't sit there in our relationship with Christ and say, okay, it's all about I need to get to church enough, I need to read the Bible enough, I need to pray enough. Even though those are all healthy habits, and I've encouraged, you know, our church to cultivate those habits in their lives. But ultimately, firstly, right, firstly and lastly, overall, we have to rest in Christ. We have to rest on His finished work at the cross, where we understand Jesus lived a perfect life in my place. Jesus went to the cross to pay for my sins. Jesus rose again, and He's the one who offers me new life by grace through faith. It is a free gift that no one might boast. And so again, we can sing with that hymn, right? When darkness seems to hide its face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. We look to Jesus and Jesus alone. So I was reflecting on this today in my own life. When I feel like I'm just not enough, you know, when I look at my what I do as a husband or as a father or as a pastor, and I just sense that, man, I'm falling short. I don't feel like I'm as good as I should be. I'm not performing as well as I should be, that my kids aren't behaving the way that I think that they should. I have to take a step back and say, Lord, forgive me. It's not about performing in all of these areas. You are enough when I'm not enough. I am going to fail. I am going to make mistakes. My kids are going to misbehave sometimes, but I rest on His unchanging grace. I know that Jesus is not just my example. Yes, I should aspire to be more like Him and trust that by His Spirit, I'm becoming more like Him. But first and foremost, I rest in Him because I know He's more than my example. He's my Savior. So I want to encourage you with that this morning. If that's how you're feeling, if you sense that in your own life, that you're just constantly striving, right? Trying to be enough. I want to encourage you to remember to preach the gospel to yourself. You are not enough. Christ is enough in your place, and you can rest on His unchanging grace. Let me take a moment and pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I do pray again for all of us who are weary, who are tired, and who, Father, are striving to try to be enough, which I imagine is all of us at certain times. God, will you help us to rest on your unchanging grace? Father, will you help us to rest in the finished work of Jesus? Will you help us to preach the gospel to ourselves and to thank you that, Father, when we fail, when we sin, when we fall short, you never did, and you gave us your perfect life. You took our sin at the cross, and God, you have credited the righteousness of Christ to us by grace through faith. Lord, we love you, and I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to encourage you to take some time now just to pray for yourself.